Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. God bless you on this blessed Tuesday. This is Brother Nate. It's Church of Christ, the Lives of Message, on the broadcast entitled Jesus' Word, the Midnight Cry Broadcast. The phone number is 515-605-9887. That's 515-605-9887. If you have any prayer requests, I'll pray with you. Have any questions about the lesson, I do my best, and the Lord Jesus answers for you. If you have any comments, I ask that you limit it to a minute and a half to 2 minutes. And if you're calling to get information on how to obtain a copy of the messages the Lord has been sending through his angel messenger, we will get that to you as well. For those of you that don't like giving your prayer requests or your comments over the air, contact us at NathanielHunt1971@gmail.com. That's NathanielHunt1971@gmail.com. And once again, we will get back to you. Amen. So without further ado, for those of you listening, hey, won't you join in with me in prayer? Let us pray. Most gracious God, once again, we humble ourselves on this blessed day in Jesus' name, that, Lord God, that you will bless us once again with the presence of your Spirit. Dear Lord, we know that without you, we cannot stand. And therefore, Lord, we know without your Spirit, we cannot fully comprehend the word of God. So teach us, Lord, by your Spirit, that we may know the will of the Lord and know what's in the mind of God and understand your character and your nature, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. So, Lord God, we just thank you this day. We give you all the glory. We give you all the honor. We give you all the praise. You are worthy to be praised. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And amen. Glory. Glory be to God. Thank God for all of you listening at this 7:01 hour Central Standard Time here in the United States. Truly indeed, it is a blessing of the Lord, hallelujah, to be able to come before you guys today. I want to open up from the Bible, and seeing that we may be just mostly in the Bible today, and if you would turn to the book of Philippians chapter 2, the book of Philippians chapter 2, amen, and we're going to go into the message today, Philippians chapter 2, verses 9 and 10 is what we're going to look at today. Hallelujah. Thank God for Jesus. Hallelujah. He is worthy to be praised and to be glorified. Hallelujah. I want to also say, before we go any further, for those of you that are first-time listeners, listening to this broadcast, and I also want to say perhaps you're not a first-time listener, and I have just failed to mention it in the past, that follow button there on this page that you listen to me on, click on it, and it's going to ask for your email information, and I want to said to you, put it in, because even though we are scheduled to come on 7 p.m. nightly, there will be times that we might have to do an earlier broadcast than 7 p.m. It has happened, and very much again can happen in the future. So put your email information in there, and hallelujah, so you can be alerted when we do a broadcast. Now, today's message that I need to give, not just want to give, but need to give to those of you who are listening today, the message of the Lord Jesus Christ to you today is Jesus showing his name is above all. Jesus showing his name is above all. There, Jesus had, is, and shall be showing that his name is above all. Hallelujah. I'm sensing the Spirit of the Lord just witnessing to me just by saying that alone. Jesus has, or had, is, and will or shall be showing that his name is above all. And if you notice the way I mentioned that, it is covering all three tenses. Hallelujah. There are people he have shown this unto, that his name is above all, who may have been saying, you know, I've been hearing about this Jesus and I don't know what's so great about him. And I'm hearing these Christians saying, I rebuke the devil in Jesus' name. I don't know what's so great about a name and all that. Well, the Lord has shown unto some. Then in the present tense, he has been showing now to others now that his name is above all. And in the future tense, when the smoke is clear and all things are said and done, he's going to be shown to all that his name is above all. Let's go to Philippians chapter 2. We're going to look at verse 9 and 10, and Apostle Paul writing to the Christian church at Philippi. And in his writing to them, he says to them in verse 9, wherefore God also hath highly exalted him. Now the him he's talking about is Christ, and giving him a name which is above, not some names, but every name. Jesus is given a name above every name. Hallelujah. Now, the thing about this is for now, everybody hasn't seen this yet. But when all is said and done, all will see, good and bad, that his name is above all. Hallelujah. I sense the Holy Ghost. Thank you, Lord, that his name is above all. The Apostle Paul goes on to say that at the name of Jesus, so Paul doesn't leave you wondering, like, what is this name that God has given that is above every name? Hallelujah. He said that at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow. That's submission, people. That's submission to him. Every knee. That's whether they're good or bad. Every knee shall bow. And he gives you three areas of where every knee shall bow, of things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Every angelic being of the Lord submits to the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. All things in earth will submit to the name of Jesus. And all things under the earth will submit to the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. That word name, hallelujah. When you look that word name up in the original Greek, the original Greek word for that word name is onoma. Onoma. Onoma, now listen to this, means name, literally or figuratively, but it also means authority, and it means character. So when he said that God has given him a name above every name, said not only has is the name Jesus itself is above all names, but also his character and his authority is above all. Hallelujah. I sense the Holy Ghost. And the Lord had, is, and shall be showing all that this is so. Hallelujah. Now, some in the Christian community have struggled at standing for the Lord Jesus. In fact, they have let the dictates of this world, they have let people and all that, and you name it, shake them. They've let friends and loved ones shake them to a point where they start to struggle in their defending that Christ is above all. Hallelujah. Glory, glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Let us turn to the book of Hebrews. The book of Hebrews, chapter, and we want to keep Philippians chapter 2, verse 9 through 10 in mind. We're going here to Hebrews chapter 1, verse 4. Hallelujah. Hebrews chapter 1, verse 4. And in talking about Jesus, this is what Apostle Paul said to the Hebrew Christians. He said, being made so much better than the angels, as he have by inheritance obtained a more excellent name than they. So remember, Paul told the Christians at Philippi that at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow of things in heaven, earth, and under the earth. So even the name of angels that was given to them by God still does not surpass the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. You know, there are some people, and maybe the next time, Lord say the same, that we come to this next week, may talk about it maybe a little bit more. But there are some people who worship angels, okay? Hallelujah. They worship angels. And they worship angels to a point where angels is like their God. Well, see, the Lord is going to show unto them that the name of Jesus, the character and authority and his name that he carries is above these angels that they worship. Remember in the book of Revelation, John the Revelator went to bow down to the angel of the Lord stopped him. And he told him, he said, worship God. And he said, I am of thy brethren, the prophet. And once again, there are people who worship angels. They worship even the things in the stellar heavens, like planets, okay? You got people into that astrology, horoscope, and all of that stuff, and thinking it's the world to that. But the Lord is going to show that no matter these gods that they're naming, up there that the name of Jesus is greater than him. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And the amazing thing about it is that among the Christian community, you find some of the Christians starting to give in to these type of teachings, giving in to this horoscope and talking about these other gods and all of that, and even of the worshiping of angels. And it's amazing that the message had went out among the people from the world that we ought to love one another. Well, that sounds like a great message until you understand as a Christian, what do they mean about love? And according to them, love means accepting everything about me, what I do. So if I want to worship a dog, you are to accept that and be glad for me, worshiping the dog. Amen. And so the Lord had, is, and shall be showing to many that his name, his authority, his character, his name itself is greater than names of even the angels. You know, we're given two especially, and I think it's more than two, but I want to top of my head that we're told about heavenly angels, and that is Gabriel and Michael. Well, who gave them those names? Well, they named it, said no, but God gave it to them. But the Lord is letting you know that even Jesus' name is greater than them. And see, angels carry so much of authority from God. Yeah. But their authority is not greater than the authority of Jesus Christ. You understand that? So that's why his name is above their name. You get that? Hallelujah. And the people that worship angels, the Lord in these last days is going to show that unto them. Now, some of you may say, well, okay, well, wait a minute, Brother Native. Okay, that means that if God showed them that Jesus' name is above all, then they're going to come to Christ, right? Well, I'm going to tell you like this. Some will. Some will. See, we must understand that even though truth can be shown to you, it's up to you to accept it and apply it. See, you're going to find in these last days people who God is going to be shown truth to about different matters, things that's going on in their life, but they're not going to accept it. Even if they know, you said, well, Brother Nate, even if they know it comes from the Lord, even if they know that it comes from the Lord. Now, some of you may say, well, Brother Nate, not so. Well, I tell you like this, keep living, and you'll see. You'll see, you're going to hear people confess honestly that, yeah, God showed me this and told me this. And you may sit there and wonder, right, okay, if he told you, show you, why you ain't doing it? Because they like, I don't want to hear it. I don't want to accept it. Amen. Hallelujah. And so there are people that worship angels. Amen. God is going to show it to them that the name of Jesus is greater than any angel. Hallelujah. God is going to show unto them the name of Jesus is greater than any planets that they see out there in their solar system that they're worshiping. Hallelujah. Yeah, people worship planets, Neptune and Jupiter and all that. Yeah. Amen. And Jesus is going to show that his name is above all. Glory to God. Now, I want to go to the book of Luke chapter 1. Let's go to the book of Luke chapter 1. Amen. The book of Luke chapter 1. Hallelujah. We just come from Hebrews chapter 1, where the Bible tells us that Jesus obtained a more excellent name than the angels. Angels of God was named by the Lord, but the name of Jesus is more excellent. It's more powerful. It's above all. And there's no name greater than the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Hallelujah. And in these last days, hallelujah, no matter what man may be teaching otherwise, my Lord is going to show unto them that his name is above every name. Now, in Luke chapter 1, Zacharias and his wife was barren. They had no children. And they had prayed to the Lord for a child. Now, the Bible, from what I see here, doesn't tell us how long ago or how many years they've been waiting. But we're told that they became well stricken in years. They had gotten old. Amen. And Zacharias is doing his daily routine of the work at the temple. And even though that he had prayed for a child and had not manifested, he stayed faithful to doing his duties in the Lord. And that's one thing about some of God's people in the Christian community is that when they have petitioned God for something and it has not manifested over a period of time, you notice that they begin to drop away from the commitment to doing the work of the Lord and therefore showing the Lord that the thing that they ask for is greater and more important than him. You understand that? This is what we got to watch out for, people, when we petition glory. Hallelujah. I sense the Holy Ghost. When we petition God, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, for something, and it seems like over a period of time, it has not manifest. We got to watch that we don't drop off from being faithful in keeping and doing the work of the Lord. And you're going to find, and already has happened, some people have turned away from doing the work of the Lord because the Lord to them took too long or it's taking too long to manifest what they asked for. Hallelujah. And therefore showing that their heart was more committed to the thing that they asked for than it was to the Lord. And you know that I believe personally there are times with the Lord in his timing that it will be over a little length of time to prove us to see whether we really dedicated to him. Would we put him above the thing? You know, it's just like some women who have been asking the Lord for a husband, a mate. Well, you find out that some of them is more concerned about getting that husband than they are about the Lord. And many times God would allow that to be seen before their eyes and be an exposure. And when after so long that husband has not arrived, you find the sister begin to start turning away from the work of the Lord and even start turning away from the Lord herself. Now, the Bible says here that in verse 12, Luke chapter 1, that when Zacharias saw him, which is the angel, he was troubled and fear fell upon him. But the angel said unto him, fear not, Zacharias, for thy prayers heard, and thy wife Elizabeth shall bear thee a son, and thou shalt call his name John. Now notice that the message that was given to Zacharias, that, hey, your prayer been heard. And you guys going to have a son. And his name will be John. And you notice that God did not allow them to name the child. It was a name that God gave to him. But again, in Philippians chapter 2, Paul said that Christ was given a name which is above every name. So even though God named this child himself, that name is not above the name that was given to the only begotten son, which is Jesus. Do you get what I'm saying? Hallelujah. Glory. And see, remember he said in Philippians 2 that at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow of things in heaven and things where? In earth. We know that the things on earth includes mankind. And so man is going to humble himself to the name of Jesus. I don't care who you've been talking to, okay, and making you think that their quote religion is right and all of that, or you're dealing with someone who's very popular here on this earth. You know, it's amazing how people worship other people. And the sad thing about it is that some of God's people have fallen into that same group. I noticed that strongly for the past 15 years, that among the gospel community, that you see how there are some who worship gospel artists. Amen. They, in fact, they treat them like they're God. I mean, like, good gracious, if they take their jacket off and they hit the ground, they pick it up like, you know, remember when Michael Jackson was living and when Michael Jackson would come out singing and how the girls were so aroused at seeing him that they would pass out. And if you was a fly on the wall looking, you'd be like, man, is Jesus coming? What? Jesus must be in this place. No, it was Michael Jackson. Well, see, in the gospel music world, gospel artists are being, quote, like, worshiped by others in the gospel community. Amen. They treat them like they're God. So when he said Jesus' name is above every other name, it's even those that are named on this earth that's even in the gospel community. And the Lord's going to show this. Listen, there are Christians who hold up Hollywood celebrities higher than they do God. Hallelujah. And the Lord is going to show unto them that his name is above their name. I don't care how famous the actor is. You know, even in the church world, you have certain preachers who are well known on the TV. And I'm going to tell you, you got some people in the church that worship them like they're God. In fact, you can say something, and then that person can say the same thing, and the people will go crazy when he say it. Amen. Hallelujah. But see, God's going to show where even those that's being held up like their God, because of their name, they're going to be bowing to the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. See, that's why we as Christians, we got to be careful, you know, of not falling into this area where we're worshiping man. But see, that has been happening among the Christian community, that you've had some, they have been worshiping man. They've been worshiping, like I said, gospel artists. Okay, when you look at how they act, you know, they just be about to fall out and go crazy. You would think they were talking to Jesus right there. Hollering and cutting up and all that and getting all frantic. Like I said, it remind me a lot like when Michael Jackson was alive and them girls. I mean, when Michael Jackson would come out, they would be so overwhelmed, they just literally pass out. And then if they ain't passing out, they crying hard. And I would be looking at them like, man, y'all crying like y'all seeing Jesus or something. Okay? And so in the gospel community, you have that going on as well. And see, the Lord, Jesus, is going to show his name is above those names that people in the gospel community is lifting up. He's going to show that his authority, his character, and his name is all better. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Let's go to Genesis chapter 17. Let's go to Genesis chapter 17. Okay, let's look here. Genesis chapter 17. I'm going to read verses 3 to verse 5. Genesis chapter 17, verses 3 to verse 5. And the word says, "And Abram fell on his face, and God talked to him, saying, As for me, behold, my covenant is with thee, and thou shalt be a father of many nations. Neither shall thy name any more be called Abram, but thy name shall be Abraham, for a father of many nations have I made thee." Now, the Lord changed Abram's name to what? Abraham. But again, according to Philippians chapter 2, verse 9 through 10, Jesus' name is still above that. Even though it's the Lord that gave Abram name to change it from Abram to Abraham, Jesus' name is still above that name. That even Abraham will have to bow to Christ. Do you get what I'm saying? Hallelujah. Yeah, even Abraham, because the authority of Christ is top-notch. There's none greater. There's none greater than the name, okay? Amen. Hallelujah. Okay, let's go to Genesis chapter 32. Let's look at Genesis chapter 32. Okay, let's look at here. Genesis chapter 32. So I turn the pages here. Verse 28. Hallelujah. And I'm going to read. I'm going to start at verse 24 and go to verse 28. Verse 24 says, "And Jacob was left alone, and there wrestled a man with him until the breaking of the day. And when he saw that he prevailed not against him, he was struck the hollow or the socket of his thigh. And the hollow of Jacob's thigh was out of joint as he wrestled with him. And he said, Let me go, for the day breaketh. And he said, I will not let thee go, except thou bless me. And he said unto him, What is thy name? And he said, Jacob. And he said, Thy name shall be called no more Jacob, but Israel. For as a prince have thou power with God and with men, and hast prevailed." Now, angel of the Lord, amen, told Jacob that your name no longer be called Jacob, but Israel. So that was Israel was a name given to Jacob. But again, according to Philippians 2, the name of Jesus is over that name. Is even over the name of Jacob. Okay? Hallelujah. Amen. Again, you have some that put people above God. They worship people like their God, okay? Which the Lord is not pleased with that. And the Lord is going to show in these last days that his name is above all. See, right now you got people talking noise. You know, yo, Jesus ain't this and ain't that and can't do nothing, can't do this. And they'll go to naming their God and who they serve. Or you'll see them, you know, elevate people to a God status. And the Lord said, I'm going to show them my name is above all. And there are going to be some that in this manifestation is going to repent and come to Jesus. Not all, but there will be some that will, okay? They're going to repent. They're going to come to Jesus and be made whole, point blank. But not all of them, amen? But there are some that will, amen? Hallelujah. Now, I want to look at one more scripture here. Let's go to Mark chapter 5. Mark chapter 5. Mark chapter 5. And we're going to go to verse 9. Now, this demonically possessed man, possessed by the demons, and approaches Jesus, okay? And Jesus acts, and talking to the demon, he said, "What is thy name?" And he answered, saying, "My name is Legion, for we are many." Now, that is a demon spirit who is called Legion. But even though he has a name, they have a name, it's still not above the name of Jesus Christ. Rest assured that every knee is going to bow, every tongue is going to confess that Jesus is Lord. Amen? Amen. And truly, it is a blessing to be able to give you guys the word today. So rest assured that Jesus is showing his name above all, and that there is none greater. I don't care if it's a statue you worship. I don't care if it's a person you worship. I don't care if it's people into magic and witchcraft and worshiping the devil. I don't care. There is none greater than Jesus Christ. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for you have blessed us again on this day. And Father, we ask, Lord God, that you will bless all that are tuned in for your glory. Touch them and restore for your glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And Lord, we give you all the glory and all the honor and all the praise. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Glory be to God. Thank the Lord for all you've been listening. Once again, this is Brother Nate with Church of Christ Alive, the message on the broadcast entitled Jesus' Word, the Midnight Cry broadcast. May the Lord bless you. May he keep you in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless.